Welcome back to another episode of the Skokie Heads Pod. AG Money here with your boy B-Plot. B-Plot, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. Another beautiful day. Both of us are sitting outside doing the pod, outside pod. Love it.
Outdoor pod today. Like it.
Yeah. Last nice day.
It's separate venues, but still outside.
Yes. It would be fun to do one together. Person. One of these Mondays.
So, but yeah, it's good to be back on. Good to have you live on the line here, my friend. And just for first things first, I just want to apologize to all the Skokie heads for us not being able to do it last week. Obviously, on me, had kind of a rough week. But I just want to start by saying, you know, not to get too sentimental, but I really appreciate, you know, everybody reaching out. And, you know, kind of sometimes we take for granted this solid group of fellas that we have. A bunch of chivalrous gentlemen that are always there for each other, and kind of the fact that we've all been there for each other through the span of three decades with a lot of us. It's pretty insane, and, you know, kind of take it for granted at times, but I really appreciate it last week. I was going through some rough times, and apologize, we didn't do the pod, but thanks to everybody. So.
Yeah, no doubt, man. This thing doesn't have to, we don't have to do it every week, but I know people are probably looking forward to listen to this one, so let's just jump right into it.
Let's let it rip. Yeah, we don't have as much controversy as we did a couple weeks ago with all the drama, but, you know, a lot of, you know, the league's been hot, you know, just like the regular NFL where the standings are kind of crazy. We have standings that kind of been up and down for a lot of teams the last couple weeks. But, yeah, let's get right into the football action, my friend. We'll get right into the matchup for this week. And let's get started right off the bat with the matchup of two of the most successful franchise owners in the history of our sport, B-Plot and good old Tony Spumoni. And, you know, one that is a huge matchup, really, for B-Plot, trying to climb out of the basement of our division, even though, really, you're not too far off as it is. And Tony Spumoni trying to stay at the top, and right now it's looking real tight. Ty Klutz is done for his week, as he's putting up about 119.88 for his week. And Pick Six Pickles projected to get the win right now in what's going to be a tight, tight battle tonight, a huge battle. Because right now, B-Plot is able to get the win and the two, and he'll get a victory point for sure, obviously. But if he gets the two victory points, really propels him out of the bottom of our division, puts me at the bottom with Turb, and then the three of us are kind of dueling it out with the others to try to get a last playoff spot. So I do think you eke it out tonight, but it's going to be tight, my friend. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mentioned to you that I didn't really get to watch much football. I did watch the end of the second games, so I was following a little bit of that, and I stopped watching, and Kenneth Walker did not have a 74-yard touchdown. And I checked my phone, and I was like, all right, I just want to make sure that this is, like, my game is sealed up. And then, of course, Kenneth Walker, who looks like a fucking beast. Big run after big run, and so explosive. That was a pretty good stash for Joey to have. He needed Penny to get hurt for him to really, you know, get his full value. But Kenneth Walker looks like he could be a real big problem moving forward. He's got a three-headed monster at running back. But tonight, I know the Bears can't really stop the run. I don't really know what to think of with Damien Harris coming off of a hamstring injury, what his usage will be. You know, Nick Foles, hopefully he gets a field goal or two. It should be close. I wouldn't say – I'm definitely not, like, feeling pretty, like, overly confident. I feel like I got a shot tonight. And if I don't, if I lose, then hopefully the Bears somehow stop Stevenson and maybe come out with a win. But that's probably unlikely, too. So worst-case scenario would be – I don't get enough points and the Bears will lose. So I hope that situation doesn't happen. But Joey's team's looking solid. Even if he doesn't come away with a quick victory, he's still in the thick of things for the playoffs. So definitely it was I thought I had it, especially with, like, you know, he had laid a couple of eggs with, you know, Pitts has been killing on his defense and the kicker didn't really get any points. And, like, if your kicker and defense are putting up 4 points, you know, it's usually when you can steal a victory from a team. But We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, and a couple. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna ask you what game you want to talk to next, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to add a couple things on really quick. Yeah, just adding on to Spumoni. I mean, the Kenneth Walker. I mean, I know he drafted him, but I'm pretty sure he drafted him. But a tremendous, tremendous pick. I mean, and the fact that this guy might end up being his keeper. I mean, really, this guy looks like he's an amazing player. Hopefully, he can keep it up. So really, a great move by Spumoni. One thing I didn't pick up on your part, Mecole Hardman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
26 points. Very impressive. Yeah, I just saw that. That was a great little.
So this is, I was in Chicago. I went to Bulls game with Fred and Meddy on Saturday night, and on Sunday, driving back, I knew about McCaffrey, and then I didn't kind of click that I had Wilson in my lineup, and I'm like driving back. I'm like, I can't play Wilson. Like McCaffrey's gonna, he's suiting up. He's not gonna dominate, but he's gonna take enough away from Wilson that he wouldn't be worth, because he's usually a volume play. Anyways, thought I was gonna put Hunter Renfro in, and I still believe in him, but like he just really hasn't been the same player as he was last year. So I'm just like scrolling through the waiver wire, and I actually was texting with George Sleffo talking about like what should I do, and he was definitely like, you gotta let Renfro grow, and he was telling me to play Parker tonight, and I was like, I already got Stevenson, and like literally like 255, I was like, I pulled the trigger on Hardman and ended up getting 3 touchdowns, which would be great if I could pull out the victory, but it would be for nothing if I was only.
Yeah, he's definitely keeping you alive at all, so it was a good move.
Yeah. I'll say I was lucky to pull it off, because it was like up until the clock of the game started. But yeah, that was my last minute to get him in the lineup, and he had 3 touchdowns, which definitely didn't expect that. I expected him maybe to get in the end zone once, and then that would obviously have been better than Renfro's, short, small day. But yeah, I got lucky. Hopefully it pays out and I get the W. But let's keep this moving.
That's great. Yeah, let's keep it moving. Amazing that you pulled Sluffle out of the grave, though. That's amazing. Yeah. So on to another big matchup, a very high scoring matchup. Skokie Indians taking on Mutton for Sutton, and unfortunately, kind of been a story for Mutton this year. Kind of putting up decent points, but kind of losing some tough matchups. You know, unfortunately, a high scoring team you get to play this week. But Mutton has the advantage of being in a division where you got 2 teams that are completely out of it at this point, and his playoff positioning looks pretty solid still. Huge win for the Indians. Indians really needed to get a win after kind of slumping the last couple of weeks. His team kind of looked back on track. Raheem Mostert has looked really good. That's been a really good play. And just good plays overall, good fantasy plays. Miami's defense, Sanders is a kicker this week. So just kind of getting points. And Pickens has been a really good sneaky pickup. Him and Kenny Pickett seem to have that connection. On the other end, you know, AK's team kind of riding Eckler right now, in my opinion. He's going to need some help to really kind of propel himself over the edge. I mean, I just don't know without Russ, you know, kind of getting going or cooking at all this season, if he's going to be able to kind of really get it done this year. So I'm kind of seeing another good bridesmaid year for AK this year. But the Indians are looking good. I think the Indians are on the rise.
Yeah, definitely. Aaron is hurting with Rodgers and Russell. They're just not, you know, what they were a few years ago. And he's just not getting any consistency outside of Eckler and Kelsey. But, like, his team is always built like that to score in, you know, the 120s, 130s, towards the top of the league each week. And in the past, he's been, you know, he had the lucky horseshoe. But this year, I don't know. He's lost a couple of tough ones when he had a lot of points. So, Skokie Indians continue to put up points. I was looking a week ahead. I do get the Indians next week, and he's got both of his quarterbacks on a bye, which is fortunate for me, which means this week's even bigger for me to pull out the victory tonight, and then hopefully I can come in and upset the Indians next week with both Mahomes and Herbert on a bye. So that's kind of interesting. I wanted to point out that was like my depth of my research that I put into this pod this week.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll move on to maybe talk about Turb and Steve's matchup. Steve had the monster game, monster first half from Joe Burrow, who just like probably had the highest scoring quarterback score just in the first half alone yesterday. And Steve still manages to put up monster points with Mark Andrews only having, you know, 4 yards rushing, no catches, which was Cleveland's game plan was just to take him out of it. And Josh Jacobs, who's been a beast, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, he's running like a madman, and he showed it against Houston's horrible run defense. Steve's team, he's got NTN and Aaron Jones, who shows up every now and then. His team's looking pretty solid again, one of the 3 teams that looks pretty locked into a playoff spot in the other division. And Terbs couldn't get lucky with a low-scoring win this week like he did last week against me, and he's kind of seems like that's every week he's putting up in the low 100s, and that's not where you want to be, every week. So what are your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I mean, Fiala's team has been kind of like putting up some big weeks here and there, putting up some stickers here and there. But you know, I definitely think in that division, his team is looking pretty solid right now. I mean, Burrow turned on the way he has been. That's looking really nice. And Josh Jacobs, man, I mean, he's been really one of the best running backs. I mean, pretty much all season. I mean, he's been putting up great numbers. So, I mean, I'm you know, Steve's team, I feel like, is kind of hit or miss. But I feel like, especially right now, with having two teams that can't contend in that division, definitely on the rise. Definitely kind of a guarantee for the playoffs for the most part at this point. And, you know, look out for Tyler Boyd as a potential stack that he's got just sitting there on the bench. I mean, Tyler Boyd's been kind of coming on a little bit lately, I feel like, too. Kim Jong's team, I kind of said it a couple weeks ago. He's kind of Jekyll and Hyde. He's had a couple good weeks. I don't know. He's going to have to either try to make a deal for something at this point, maybe give up a couple of draft dollars for next year. He's going to try to stay in contention here. But he's definitely in it. I mean, you know, he had not so great last year, kind of in the same spot. And if you think about it, I forgot that we had an extra week this year, being that it's a 17-week season. So we're only halfway through the season. So all of us in our division still have a legitimate chance. I just think it's you know, like that type of thing. So, but right now, looking at these two teams, Dallas team on the rise. Obviously, Kim Jong, I feel like a little bit on the decline, kind of falling towards the bottom.
Yeah, it's crazy. Steve had four pass catchers, three wide receivers and a tight end, and combined for a total of 6 points. And he still is gonna easily got the victory. St. Brown going out early hurts. London hasn't really been the same player the last few weeks. Brown's planned on taking Andrews out and Rondell Moore. Who knows what's going on with the Cardinals? They're an enigma when it comes to the offense. But you mentioned, he's got Boyd. He's still got Keenan Allen, who's probably catching back up to 100% with his hamstring. And now Mike Williams looks like he might be out. So Keenan Allen might be more of a target hog moving forward. So, Steve's team looks pretty well-balanced as far as, you know, this week his running back stepped up, but he's got the ability of running off. St. Brown has shown he can be a monster, and same with, Keenan in the past, but as he's getting older. But, another monster game this week was Bassiter, whose team's I mentioned a couple times ago, his team's going to be boom and bust with Chase and Hill. Chase obviously had another monster game to go along with Burrow's big game. Big loss for him is going to be that Bryce Hall looks like he tore his ACL. He was turning out to be a pretty good running back for him. But now with that injury, he's pretty weak at running back with just McCaffrey. And who knows what McCaffrey's role is going to be in Kansas City. Is he going to be like the full volume where he was in Carolina? Or San Francisco always likes to use a few backs, keep him fresh. What are your thoughts on that matchup? You probably want to discuss about Fred's team and who he started at quarterback, but I'll let you talk.
We'll start with Bassiter's team. I mean, Bassiter's team definitely. I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm going to put a power argument for you. Hang up this session here today, but he's definitely climbing up the ranks really quickly. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I said I was worried about his quarterbacks, but Daniel Jones is like a running quarterback at his best right now. I mean, he's running for 100 yards a game, basically. And, Jamar Chase ended up, I guess, being the right keeper. I was knocking Bassiter a couple of weeks ago for not keeping Henry. Chase has definitely been coming on, and he's putting up some monster games. So I definitely think Bassiter's team is at the top right now. And I do think, the Breece Hall injury does hurt. It's going to hurt him a lot. But I think McCaffrey is going to be in a better situation as far as being explosive. I think he needed a week or two to kind of get acclimated. Now, unfortunately, the team he played, Team Suva Suv, obviously, you know, he had a busy weekend. You were in town. You guys were hanging out, blah, blah, blah. We all can see he left Cooper Rush in the good old proverbial lineup here, and he wasn't starting. Also left Jonathan Taylor on IR, who was off IR and played this week. I'll leave it up
that's
to the
company.
Whatever. I mean, you know,
that's different than Steve, who like guy was like a game time decision and like in an hour and a half before the game was declared out. We're like,
yeah, it's not good. I mean, you got to at least pay attention to the point that you're at least like say taking guys out who aren't even starting quarterbacks anymore. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think we should always vote. In my opinion, it's the league rules. I think everybody gets a one time slide. It sounds like, which is fine, but. Got to be a little better than that, Suva Suva. We all love it very much, you know. But anyway, we can move on from there. So,
at least Bassiter didn't like get a win because this game was decided, you know, without that decision.
Yeah, that's true. It would have been decided anyway. Moving on, we got a couple other teams, another big matchup this week, another interdivisional matchup.
They're all interdivisional.
I know. Yeah, they are. Yeah, the GE Deppin taking on WTW. Nice. And Deppen kind of in a very low scoring battle, looking like they're going to hang on. Obviously, the projections have that happening depending on a miracle tonight from New England's defense, which could happen. But, you know, Ware the Shark with a big win, gets one big victory point, but kind of a team that I feel like is on the decline a little bit. The injury to Williams really hurt. And now he does get this Michael Carter guy kind of, you know, propelling into maybe a starting role with Breece Hall getting hurt. You know, we never root for injuries, obviously. But still, I feel like Zeke's not going to cut it. Lamar's really been struggling the last couple of weeks. I mean, he should have had a better game against Cleveland at home. So I don't know. I'm a little worried about Way of the Shark, which I think is a good thing for the rest of our division as far as catching up. On the other end, you know, WTW just not been able to get it going this season. It's a very low-scoring week. You know, the Wilson combination is just pretty bad, combined for 11 points last week. And a little blah. I feel like you have to make a deal to make a change here. But, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you know, was the Dak deal a good deal? I don't know. Right now, it wasn't. I think WTW is a hard time getting back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I had mentioned it before that Dak deal wasn't, like, going to make a big difference for him, and now he's going to put himself in the hole next year. But, he's always relied on, like, two or three guys to, like, really carry his team. And Derrick Henry and Cooper Kupp are those guys this year. And, you know, he doesn't have anything outside of that. Like, he's relying on, you know, Zach Wilson, and we already talked about that, and Fields, and Mr. Playoffs, who likes to claim, you know, doesn't think we should all get participation awards, but he likes to give himself awards for making the playoffs. You know, more shots fired here. I love my platform to take shots at him. But it's not looking good for him. He had a chance this week going up against a team that might not break 100 to get a nice win, to get back in the thick of the things, and he dropped the ball again. Way of the Shark is also trending in another direction. And he's had a lot of production from Njoku from Cleveland, who over the last 3-4 weeks has really been, like, you know, top tight end out there. And now he left the game in a walking boot, and he's going to have to pick up some production from that. And I knew when I made the deal with him for Zeke that he had a couple of nice matchups coming up. So hopefully, you know, he's got the Bears next week, so he can keep getting production for him. But yeah, Lamar isn't Lamar. Geno's great. He's been playing great. He didn't have that great of a game. But I think Grant at this point has built himself a nice cushion where he can withstand this, you know, couple of weeks of struggling, he can still make the playoffs. He's got to feel pretty good about himself. That leaves us with your game and the team that should get relegated. Did I lose you?
It was a toilet bowl of toilet bowls. Yeah, it was quite, you know, I definitely was watching some of the day yesterday. I had some family stuff going on. For most of the day, I watched football, though. I like sat down and watched a little football late in the afternoon, and I was like, you know, kind of checking on my score. I kind of wasn't paying attention that much. And I was like, saw that Jeff was projected to beat me like 83-80. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? After all the shit that I talked about, anybody losing to Jeff this year should be relegated, you know? But thankfully, you know, a late afternoon surge. Hey man, for as much as you people wrote me off, you know, I feel like I'm still in it. I feel like I still have some pieces. So Juju's starting to come on. My running backs are putting up decent numbers. I have solid running backs. Obviously my receiving core sucks, but you know, whatever. On the other end, not much to be said. Unfortunately for Jeff, his keeper and Debo has actually not been looking that good. And obviously, as we know, his team is really kind of like a minor league franchise at this point. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, we were making such a big deal about him having more draft money. It doesn't mean that he's going to, you know, automatically win it next year. He's still got to spend the money the right places. And, he's definitely engaged. He's someone that in the past, when his team's not in it, he kind of checks out. But it's good to get his weekly hot takes. And and it's going to be fun because I don't think he's going to go the rest of the way without losing. So someone's going to go down to him, and it's going to be funny to see who it is.
Yeah.
I think that's everyone. We've talked about all the matchups, right? You want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, no, just another, another good week in the league. You know, just to kind of recap here, I'll give you the fans here a little quick power ranking. Just to kind of recap, just kind of looking at the standings, like, I mean, things are still, you know, obviously, you know, Team Weitzman is kind of a little pretty at the top. But, you know, I mean, even though, you know, that other division still, I feel like Raffle Man and WTW and Mutt Sutton still all can compete for that last spot for the most part. And then I really feel like our division's kind of still a crapshoot. Like, I know where the Sharks teams have a little bit of leeway, I guess, the three of us. And yeah, they have better teams. But hey, man, I mean, even Bastard with the Brees Hall injury, like, his team's been kind of hit or miss at times. I feel like we all kind of have a shot, and it's kind of, you know, kind of fun that we have parity in the league and everybody's still kind of in it, except for Suva and Draft Talahala.
Our division is actually pretty tight. The only thing is, like, Miklos, who is kind of hanging out towards the bottom with us because he's had a couple bad leaks. His team should take off and start trending the other direction. So if one of Josh or Grant's team starts to, I mean, Grant's the one that's trending in the wrong direction right now, but yeah, like you said, it's halfway through the season. Like, I think now is when the season really starts, because the buys come into play, the injuries, you got to find the guys that are going to get opportunity that, you know, people haven't even heard of. As long as if they get the opportunity, you know, you take a chance on them. This is where the waiver wire really, you find some diamonds in the rough.
Yep. Exactly. And then we're only 7 weeks in, we're only halfway. So anyway, here's a little quick. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, go ahead. Give me the power ranking.
Here's a little quick power ranking. You know, we'll get you guys a written one probably at some point next week. Obviously, at the top, we still got Team Weitzman. Team Weitzman, to me, kind of in the best position right now to get the number one seed in his division, to kind of get to the playoffs. Obviously, his team is still looking pretty solid. Kenneth Walker, obviously, we talked about that. Two solid QBs. You know, and he's got Mariota as well. So I really like Team Weitzman still. I got to put Team Bassinger at number two. I mean, he's going to be the top here in the Skeletor. I see the division names now. I didn't see that. We got BCW and Skeletor. In the Skeletor division, I definitely think Bassinger is the number two team in the league, definitely top in our division. The Brees Hall injury hurts, like we said, but everybody's dealing with injuries, and I just think Bassinger's got the best scoring team right now in our division. You know, I'm going to put at three probably the Indians, just because I feel like they have a lot of talent there. I feel like you said, they're surging at the right time. Even though they're going to have a tougher path than Munt for Sutton and Raffleman, I feel like the Indians still have a better talented team than those two teams, so I definitely have them at number three. At four, I'm going to put Raffleman, man. I mean, Raffleman, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown's been really hurt. Now he's got the concussion. If that guy would have been healthy the last 2 weeks, it would have been a different story for Raffleman. He would have put up even more points this past week. I think Raffleman definitely is looking really solid right now. And definitely looking good to kind of take over that number two spot in that division, most likely. So, and then at four, I got to put Mutt for Sutton, mainly because I feel like he's got an easier path to make the playoffs than anybody in our division, even though I don't love his team at the moment. I'm going to keep.
Five.
What'd you say?
Yeah, did I five. Yeah, you did two guys at four.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Let's just recap that. Team Weitzman at one, Team Bassinger at two. Indians at three, Raffleman at four, Munt for Sutton at five. I apologize. And then at six, I'm going to put Wave the Shark. A little bit of a decline for G. Deppin. I feel like the running back injury has really hurt them. Now we'll see if Michael Carter can kind of be, you know, an element to kind of help them kind of make a rally here and kind of rerun it. But I feel like that team's kind of declining out. And at this point, I feel like one of us is going to take over that playoff spot. But we'll see. G. Deppin's been pretty solid this year overall. So, and then at seven, I'm probably gonna put you, buddy. I feel like your team has kind of the most talent of the rest of our teams that are left, and I feel like you kind of have a legitimate chance to kind of win tonight and get the two victory points, which would be huge for you. At eight, I'm probably gonna put WTW, even though I don't love his team, because he still has a legitimate chance of probably making the playoffs. Nine, I'm probably gonna give to Kim Jong, I guess, just by a nose. Still has a chance, obviously. Team still has some potential. Putting myself at 10. We're not out of it yet, but you never know. Still putting myself at 10. And then 11.
Congrats, you made the top 10.
Anyway, putting myself at 10. We're still hanging around, but you never know. And then and then 11 and 12, obviously, we got the two direct teams, unfortunately, Suva and Draft Alahala. You know, no putting anything between them. They're both pretty terrible at this point, so kind of at the bottom of our league. So it would be fun if we had the relegation, because then those two fuckers would be battling on who would be eliminated from our league, essentially. So, but anyway,
yeah, I think we should definitely be promoting that and trying to make that happen.
Yeah, I didn't mean to call fuckers. You know, but everybody knows I love them very much, so we're all friends.
All right, cool.
Anyway, man, on that note, it's been a pleasure as always. Love you very much. Love everybody very much. Good luck to everybody. So good luck to you tonight in the huge matchup, buddy.
Yeah, I need some luck, I think, because it's not guaranteed.
Well, take care, y'all.
All right, peace.